All right, so we're back for another deep dive. If you enjoyed our exploration of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles last time, well, get ready for another trip down memory lane. This time, we're tackling something that was a huge part of most of our childhoods. Children's television.
Buckle up.
Yeah, all those colorful cartoons, catchy jingles.
Yeah.
Think back, right? But there's a question we're going to try and answer today. Is there more to it than meets the eye?
Definitely. We're diving deep into hidden themes, subliminal messages, maybe even some social commentary tucked away in those seemingly simple shows.
The craziest part. We might not even realize those deeper meanings were there until we're adults.
It's true. It's like watching those same shows with a whole new perspective, finding all these layers that we totally missed as kids.
So today we're breaking down the subtext. We're uncovering the surprising truths hidden within our favorite childhood shows. And we've got some really cool YouTube videos to help us along the way, plus some serious research that digs into how children's TV has evolved over time and how it all works.
Sounds fun.
Definitely. Let's kick things off with this YouTube video called 10 Secret Messages Hidden in Kids' TV Shows from the channel Viral Now. The host, Jeremy Jameson, gets straight to the point, letting viewers know up front that some of what he's going to talk about might be a little mature for younger audiences.
Yeah.
But to ease us in, he starts with some lighthearted examples. Like, remember that joke in the Powerpuff Girls?
Oh.
About one of the characters being an accidental child?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty funny, right?
Classic cartoon humor.
Exactly. Oh, and there's that bit in Easter Yanks where Bugs Bunny's reading that, well, suggestive book about multiplying.
Oh, right.
But as the video goes on, things start to get a bit darker.
Yeah.
Revealing a different side to some of those shows we thought were so innocent.
Sometimes what seemed like simple humor can actually have a much more complex, even adult meaning that just went right over our heads when we were kids.
Totally. Like that Tom and Jerry episode, Blue Cat Blues. You know, they're both heartbroken and they end up on the train tracks and then fade to black. Makes you wonder, was that just a really dark joke or was there something deeper going on?
We didn't have the same life experience back then, so we couldn't really grasp those more mature themes.
Definitely. And speaking of mature themes, you know what else we found? This document called Hidden Themes in Children's Television.
Interesting title.
Right. And it talks about this idea of developmental appropriateness.
Which means that complex ideas can be presented in a way that makes sense for different ages and levels of understanding.
Yeah, exactly. And this document digs into so much more than just those darker themes. It looks at how children's TV tackles some really big issues like the environment, power dynamics in society, and even things like coping with loss or overcoming fear.
It's using entertainment to teach valuable lessons.
Exactly. Okay, so get this. The document even suggests that Adventure Time, you know, with all its fantastical elements and crazy world building, well, it might actually be set in a post-apocalyptic future.
Whoa, I never thought about that. Makes you look at the show differently.
Right, I know. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. It also talks about how My Little Pony, which on the surface seems like all sunshine and rainbows, actually explores themes of female empowerment.
I guess it makes sense when you think about it. It's like they're weaving those deeper messages right into the fabric of the show.
Exactly. It's subtle integration. Kids can enjoy the show on a basic level, but they're also absorbing these deeper messages about the world around them.
Like that layered storytelling we were talking about with the Tom and Jerry example.
Exactly. Which reminds me, we found another YouTube video that's super relevant. It's called Top 10 Hidden Things in Cartoons That Will Ruin Your Childhood. And it's by MS Mojo. It dives into all the adult jokes and references that are hidden throughout our favorite cartoons.
I've seen that one. It's pretty eye-opening.
I know, right? So, like, remember those canker sisters from Ed and Eddie?
Oh, yeah.
When we were kids, they were just annoying older sisters. But looking back now,
their actions seem a lot creepier, right?
Right. Like forcing kisses on the Eds, hypnotizing them. It takes on a whole new meaning.
It's crazy how our perception of those shows changes as we get older. We bring a different lens to the experience and suddenly we're noticing things we never saw before.
Totally. And then there's Helga's mom, Miriam, from Hey Arnold. Remember her and her smoothies?
Yeah, she always had one.
Right. They're basically a running gag. But this video hints at a deeper reason behind her behavior, especially with the slurred speech and, you know, just her whole demeanor. Makes you wonder what was really in those smoothies, right?
Interesting. I'll have to go back and rewatch those episodes now.
Me too. And speaking of hidden meanings, another one of our sources, this document called Hidden Themes in Children's TV, A Critical Analysis, talks about subliminal messaging. It explains how colors, symbols, even how a character acts can subtly convey messages to the viewers, whether they're kids or adults.
That's fascinating. It's like they're planting seeds in our minds without us even realizing it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And that same document also takes a deep dive into SpongeBob SquarePants, specifically how it uses humor to sneak in some pretty pointed social commentary.
I can see that. SpongeBob is full of satire.
For sure. So, like, take SpongeBob and Squidward and their work woes at the Krusty Krab, right?
Oh, yeah.
Those situations feel so mundane, but they actually mirror the anxieties and frustrations that a lot of adults face in the workplace.
It's like they're holding up a funhouse mirror to adult life, making us laugh at the absurdity of it all.
Exactly. But the document also talks about how children's TV itself has changed over time. You know, it used to be all about straightforward educational content.
Like Sesame Street.
Exactly. But now, you see a lot of shows tackling some pretty mature emotional themes.
True. Shows like Bluey, for example, deal with some pretty heavy stuff, like grief and loss. And then there's Inside Out, which explores complex emotions like anxiety and depression.
Right. They go way beyond just teaching letters and numbers. And speaking of changes in children's TV, hidden themes in children's TV. A critical analysis also highlights the growing importance of diversity and inclusion in modern children's programming.
You see so many more shows now that expose kids to different cultures and lived experiences, like Dora the Explorer, Craig of the Creek, and Molly of Denali, for example.
Absolutely. It's all about promoting a more inclusive worldview, which is so important.
It's pretty amazing how much thought and intention goes into creating these shows.
It's not just about keeping kids entertained. It's about shaping young minds and exposing them to a wider range of perspectives and experiences.
And sometimes even sneaking in some social commentary and deeper meanings.
Definitely. But we've only just scratched the surface.
You know, it's pretty amazing when you think about it how some of these shows that we just think of as pure entertainment can actually have some pretty pointed social commentary woven in.
Right, like hidden beneath the surface of all the talking animals and crazy adventures.
Yeah, it's pretty clever how they do that.
It is. It's like sneaking in those messages without us even realizing it.
And by weaving those deeper themes into these stories that are already so engaging, they can really spark curiosity and even critical thinking in young viewers.
Definitely. It's like getting us to grapple with those complex ideas, but in a way that makes sense for our age.
Right.
But it's not always about subtle messages and feel-good lessons.
Oh, definitely not.
Like, remember that YouTube video we talked about, top 10 hidden things in cartoons that will ruin your childhood? The one by Miss Mojo?
Oh, yeah. That one definitely had some dark stuff.
It really did. It highlighted some pretty unsettling things hiding in those cartoons that we thought were so innocent.
Yeah. A lot of stuff that we probably missed when we were kids.
Exactly. Like, think about The Marvelous Misadventures of Flapjack.
Oh, yeah.
I loved that show when I was younger, all the quirky humor and the animation. But watching it now,
yeah,
the whole thing is kind of creepy, right?
It is. It's definitely got a weird vibe to it with all the strange characters and those unsettling visuals.
Right. Like a young boy living inside a talking whale
and
hanging out with a pirate who's always scheming.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like a recipe for psychological trauma.
It is. It's a far cry from those lighthearted adventures we normally think of with kids shows.
Definitely. And then there's Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah.
The name itself, right? It should have been a warning.
Yeah.
Poor Courage. He was always facing those terrifying paranormal encounters.
I know. It really makes you wonder what kind of impact those themes could have on young viewers.
Yeah, it's a lot for a little dog to handle.
It is. It's like they push the boundaries of what people thought was appropriate for kids shows.
Right. It's more like horror than a lighthearted cartoon.
Yeah. And speaking of horror, how about Real Monsters?
Oh, man.
Yeah. A school for monsters learning how to scare humans.
I know. It's enough to give any kid nightmares.
It really blurs the lines between good and evil, doesn't it?
Yeah. It makes you question who the real monsters are.
And then there's Invader Zim.
Oh, yeah. Invader Zim.
Which takes the whole alien invasion thing to a whole other level of creepy.
I know. This tiny alien determined to enslave humanity. And he's not afraid to use some seriously disturbing methods to do it.
Yeah, that show had this darkly comedic tone, mixing humor with some really creepy imagery.
Yeah, it was definitely a unique show, a mix of sci-fi and horror.
It is. It makes you think twice about those friendly alien encounters.
Oh, for sure. And how can we forget Ren and Stimpy?
Oh, Ren and Stimpy, that show was something else.
It really was. Crude humor, gross-out visuals, and tons of over-the-top violence.
It was definitely controversial, pushing the limits of what people thought was okay for kids' TV.
I know. It even got to the point where one of the episodes was banned from Nickelodeon and the creator was fired.
Yeah, that's how far they were pushing it.
It really makes you wonder what the creators were thinking.
It does. It's like they were trying to see how much they could get away with.
Maybe they were, but it's still fascinating how these shows can have so many layers to them.
It is. You think it's just silly entertainment on the surface, but underneath, there's all this subtext and social commentary, and sometimes, yeah, even some really disturbing content.
I know. It makes you wonder what else we might be missing in those shows we watched growing up.
It does. It's like there's always something new to uncover.
Right, which is what the deep dive is all about.
Exactly.
But we're not done yet. We have one more YouTube video to explore.
Oh, cool.
This one takes a slightly different angle, focusing on the surprisingly dark premises behind some popular kids' shows.
Okay, so instead of looking at specific episodes or hidden messages, we're going even deeper to the core concepts of these shows.
Exactly. And it's crazy how messed up some of these ideas are when you really think about them.
So it's like, even before we get into the individual episodes, the basic concepts themselves are already pretty wild.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, one that really stuck with me was Cat Dog.
Oh, yeah, Cat Dog, that was a weird one.
I know. The whole idea of two brothers, a cat and a dog, physically conjoined. It's funny at first, but imagine that, right? Being permanently fused to your sibling.
It'd be tough.
It really makes you question personal space and boundaries within a family.
It does. It takes sibling rivalry to a whole new level.
It really does. And then there's Mr. Meaty.
Mr. Meaty, oh man.
It's full of bizarre characters, grotesque visuals, and storylines that are just plain creepy.
It's like a fever dream gone wrong.
Exactly. It's a show that definitely stays with you long after you finish watching it.
Definitely.
Speaking of unsettling, how about Dan Vees?
Dan Vees.
This guy's fueled by rage, constantly picking fights with everyone and everything around him.
It's funny, but also kind of sad.
It is. It makes you think about how anger can control people.
And how holding on to grudges doesn't really get you anywhere.
Exactly. So it's like a satire of petty grudges and revenge, but it also makes you think about anger management and how destructive unchecked rage can be.
Right. There's a deeper message there if you look for it.
Okay, so how about this one? The Secret World of Alex Mack.
Oh, yeah. The girl with the superpowers.
Yeah. It sounds cool at first. A teenage girl gets doused with radioactive chemicals and develops superpowers.
Sounds like a classic superhero origin story.
Right. But the show also explores the darker side of having a secret identity, especially one that comes from a traumatic event.
It adds a layer of psychological drama to it, doesn't it?
Totally. It's like a superhero origin story gone wrong.
It makes you think about the pressure of keeping a secret like that.
And speaking of superhero origin stories, remember the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from our last deep dive?
Oh, yeah.
This Watch Mojo video brought up a good point. Their origin story is pretty dark.
You're right. Being mutated by radioactive ooze and forced to live in the sewers isn't exactly a happy beginning.
It's not. It's like beneath all the pizza and skateboarding, there's this underlying trauma.
It makes you appreciate how resilient they are.
Right. And they're constantly facing danger, fighting criminals and mutants and aliens.
It's a tough life for a teenage turtle.
It is. It really makes you think about responsibility and sacrifice.
And the burden of having extraordinary abilities.
Totally. Okay, so back to those dark premises, like Infinity Train.
Infinity Train.
Yeah, it's about this seemingly endless train where passengers have to confront their personal traumas and work through their issues in order to escape.
Oh, wow. That's heavy.
It is. It's like therapy on rails, but with a lot more psychological scarring.
Definitely a unique concept.
Okay, then there's Animorphs, teenagers who can transform into animals.
That sounds cool.
Right, but they have to fight off these alien parasites that are trying to take over the world.
Oh, so it's not just fun animal transformations.
No. There's a whole alien invasion subplot. Makes you think about identity and responsibility, but also about the darker sides of war and fighting for survival.
It's a lot for a group of teenagers to handle.
Definitely it is. And how can we forget the Teletubbies?
Oh, the Teletubbies.
I know, those creepy gibberish-talking creatures with the baby sun in the sky.
It's a show that sparked a lot of debate.
It really has. Some people think it's just innocent children's entertainment, but others see it as a commentary on surveillance and social control.
It's definitely open to interpretation.
And speaking of creepy, how about the Demon Headmaster?
Oh, yeah, that show was freaky.
A school principal who uses mind control to manipulate his students. It's like every child's worst nightmare.
It plays on our fears about authority figures and the abuse of power.
It really does. It's a cautionary tale about blind obedience and the importance of thinking for yourself.
Yeah, definitely not your typical kids show.
And let's not forget Goosebumps.
Goosebumps, that show was a classic.
It was. A masterclass in childhood horror, haunted masks, creepy dummies, a father turning into a plant.
It tapped into all those primal fears we have as kids.
It really did. It's like a gateway drug to the world of horror.
Okay, and how about Adventure Time?
Oh, Adventure Time. That show is so much more than it seems.
I know, it seems all fun and games, but it's actually set in a post-apocalyptic world.
I know. So behind all the candy-colored landscapes and whimsical characters, there's this dark undercurrent of loss and a reminder of what the world used to be.
It's a really clever way to explore themes of survival and resilience.
Right, and it manages to balance those darker themes with lighthearted humor and adventure.
Yeah, it's a show that can appeal to both kids and adults.
And how about the grim adventures of Billy and Mandy?
Billy and Mandy, that was a funny one.
Two kids who hold the Grim Reaper hostage and make him be their friend.
It's such a bizarre premise.
It really is.
Yeah.
But it actually touches on some pretty deep themes, like mortality and fate.
Yeah, and the consequences of messing with supernatural forces.
It really is a twisted fairy tale.
Okay, but the show that really takes the cake for unsettling content, at least according to that WatchMojo video, has to be Rocco's Modern Life.
Oh, Rocco's Modern Life. That show was full of adult jokes and innuendos.
It was, and situations that would make even the most mature viewer blush.
I know. It really makes you wonder who they were making that show for.
I know. It's like they were trying to see how much they could get away with.
Maybe they were. But it's still interesting to look back and see how the boundaries of children's entertainment have shifted over time.
It is. It's a reminder that what was considered appropriate then might not be seen the same way now.
Definitely. It's like a time capsule of awkwardness and questionable content.
It is. But hey, it made for some interesting memories, right?
It definitely did. And it's a good reminder that even the shows we thought were just silly entertainment can actually be a lot more complex than we realized.
Absolutely. It's all about perspective.
Exactly. And that's what makes exploring these hidden themes so much fun. It's like peeling back the layers of nostalgia and finding a whole new world of meaning.
It encourages us to think critically about the media we consume, even the stuff we watched as kids.
And that's what we're all about here on The Deep Dive.
It's a journey of discovery.
Exactly. So before we wrap up our look at hidden themes in children's TV, there's one more show from that WatchMojo video that really stood out to me. The Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, yeah. What about it?
Well, on the surface, it's all about girl power and saving the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you look a bit closer, you see how they use color to play with traditional gender roles.
Huh. I never thought about that. How so?
Well, think about each Powerpuff Girls color scheme. Blossom, the leader, is pink.
Right.
Bubbles, the sweet one, is blue. And Buttercup, the tough one, is green.
Yeah, it does kind of align with those classic gender stereotypes.
Right. It's like they're subtly reinforcing those stereotypes, but then also turning them on their head by making these girls powerful superheroes.
Yeah, that's a really interesting dynamic.
I know, right? It's like they're saying, hey, these stereotypes exist, but you don't have to be defined by them. Which is a pretty powerful message for kids.
Definitely. It encourages them to think critically about gender and how it's portrayed in media.
Exactly. And speaking of critical thinking, that's something that hidden themes in children's TV, a critical analysis, really emphasizes. Engaging with children's TV actively.
Meaning it's not enough to just passively watch.
Exactly. The document talks about how important it is to ask questions, discuss those hidden messages, and really be mindful of what you're watching. It's about getting viewers to think beyond the surface level.
So not just taking everything at face value.
Right. Think about it, question it, and form your own opinions.
Basically, develop those critical thinking skills early on.
Exactly. And that's what we try to do here on The Deep Dive too, right? We want our listeners to think critically about the stories and myths and truths that shape our world.
It's all about going beyond the surface, exploring different perspectives, and uncovering those layers of meaning.
Exactly. We're all on this journey of discovery together. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what have we learned about the hidden world of children's television? We've seen everything from those subtle messages to some surprisingly dark content.
And it's all hiding beneath the surface of those shows we grew up watching.
Right. It turns out children's TV is a lot more complex than we might have thought. It's not just about keeping kids entertained. It can shape their minds, spark their curiosity, and even challenge the way they think.
It's a powerful medium when you think about it.
Absolutely. So the next time you're watching a cartoon with your kids, or even just thinking back on your own childhood favorites, take a second to really look at it.
You might be surprised by what you find.
Exactly. Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the hidden themes of children's television. Thanks for joining us on this journey of discovery.
It's been a pleasure exploring these hidden depths with you.
This has been the Deep Dive Exploring Stories, Myths, and Truths, brought to you by Neon Core Media. For more deep dives into the stories that shape our world, visit us at website address. Until next time, keep exploring.